This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rock.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, we're back. We're talking football. Yeah.
Already made my Bills point, so we don't have to belabor it.
Oh, you don't want to talk more Bills?
I just thought it was one of the dumber. We love wide receivers. We love the Micah Parsons and the Myles Garretts of the world. And I just thought it was insulting last year when the Bills are one of the best teams in the NFL. Josh Allen's one of the three best players in the NFL. They have a really good coach in Sean McDermott. And yet we were told last year because they got rid of some problematic average aging receivers that somehow the Bills were going to fall off. People were not picking the Bills to win that division last year. It was like when Aaron Rodgers got there, it's like, well, you know, look out, and you know, Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins, and it's silly. We spend way too much time worrying about marquee players, and you know, now a team like the Eagles. Yes, the Eagles have marquee players, but again, the Eagles won the Super Bowl because it was the best team. Teams win. When Tom Brady was winning Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, outside of Tom Brady, who were the stars of that football team? I mean, honestly, the year that was their best team, they did have another star in Randy Moss, and they lost. But if you go back and look at that, it was the Richard Seymours and the Ty Laws and the, Gronk would have been a star, right? I'll give you that. Gronk was a star. But, you know, they never had a star running back there. Corey Dillon was really good there, but he wasn't a star. He was kind of, that was when Corey Dillon was kind of on the back half of his career, and the Rodney Harrisons of the world. And again, Mike Vrabel, who I think Mike won, made one Pro Bowl his entire career, won three Super Bowls there. But we constantly do this where we have to have a star player. And it's just not. If you have an elite quarterback, which Josh Allen certainly is, and you have a collection of good players, you are in the hunt. And that is the Buffalo Bills. And by the way, the Ravens are kind of like this. Outside of Lamar Jackson, when we're talking about the Ravens, who's the Ravens' second best player?
Well, they have Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
But they have, what's his nuts?
And Derrick Henry's only been there now for 2 years.
Who's the safety? Kyle?
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
He's probably their second best player.
Yeah. And not necessarily a household, oh my God, we have to have this guy.
He's a badass.
He's a badass.
But yeah, the Bills are like, I feel like their offense, as long as they have Josh Allen, they're good. They have no weaknesses there.
No.
They spent their first five draft picks, because their offense is so good, they spent their first drive back, they spent their first five draft picks on defense.
Yeah.
So I think that's the question for them. The question for them is, can their defense go from good to great? If it does, they're cooking with gas. Yeah. If it doesn't, the Chiefs may knock them off again, or the Ravens may knock them off this time. I mean, that's really it for Buffalo. I mean, they're obviously an elite team. It's just their defense, you know, when push came to shove, I mean, how many did they give up to Kansas City last year when they lost?
I'd have to go back and
I feel like it was one of those games in the 30s where they couldn't stop Kansas City in the end. And, you know, and I know, I mean, that's hard to do.
32-29 final.
32-29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like that's it. And they're smart enough to know that. They went out and loaded up on rookies on defense. And if a couple of them hit, watch out.
And they brought in Joey Bosa. If he can stay healthy, could be a guy to play a bookend there with Rousseau, who's a nice player for him. And, you know, and by the way, the Chiefs kind of have this model now too. Tyreek Hill is gone. Kelce is a shell of what he once was. So again, I'll ask the question: outside of Patrick Mahomes, who's the Chiefs' second best player? I mean, there's a clear answer to it.
Jones,
Chris Jones.
Yeah,
right. So you have one. You have Pat Mahomes, and you have an interior or a guy that you can move around in Chris Jones, who, again, is elite, beyond elite.
And they just gave one of their interior linemen the biggest contract for any guard.
Trey Smith,
there you go.
You know, and then they went and drafted Josh Simmons, the tackle at Ohio State they feel pretty good about. But it's like we have to get over this thing. I guess we don't have to, but the NFL media, which I actually think does a better job than covering than like what the NBA does. The NBA media is just a freaking joke. I would say baseball, I think, is the most nuanced media, because baseball does get into the nitty gritty and get into the weeds. But the NFL, we just love to focus on the Tyreek Hills and the Micah Parsons and, oh, you have to have this guy and you have to have, you know, that we got to have the guy. You like, what are you going to do without him? And I think you can make a strong argument that when you build it right, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, Philly, you're not dependent outside of the quarterback on one guy. And if you do lose someone, it's really not, there's just very few players in the NFL that are crippling to lose outside of the quarterback when you build it right, as opposed to a team like, I think, like Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a poorly constructed team. They just happen to have Joe Burrow and some ridiculous receivers, and they have to outscore you. Like, you can have success that way, but if you're going to win in the long run and be a good team, it's just less about having stars. It's just about having an elite quarterback and then building the best roster around him. Stars be damned.
Buck, you have any hot thoughts on Josh Allen on Hard Knocks? We get to see a glimpse of what he's like.
Not yet. I mean, I don't think that there's a lot that's super exciting about him. And as you've mentioned before, with like the Jared Goffs of the world, sometimes that's okay. He seems like a genuinely good dude. Mm-hmm. He seems well liked by his teammates. And I think because maybe he is a little bit vanilla or potentially uninteresting, you don't hear from him a lot. He seems like a savvy, sound dude, good leader. I mean, I don't know. It's not super exciting, but I like him more.
He's super chill.
And I think when you get someone, and you know, he does the hospital thing, and like you see all this stuff about him being this super nice guy.
He's really great with fans.
But it seems genuine, and as opposed to like when Russell Wilson was doing it, and look, I'm not here to bag on Russell. Maybe he really is that nice.
Mr. Unlimited.
But Russ felt like that was a PR stunt. And like with Mahomes, because I think Mahomes is the same way. I think with Mahomes and Allen and some of these guys, it doesn't feel like a PR stunt. It just feels like they're just kind of nice, boring guys. And I would make the argument that's probably what you want.
Yeah.
Is a nice, boring guy that just sits around and worries about winning.
I'm of the opinion, now that we've seen enough of these quarterbacks on these shows and we've gotten a glimpse into their personalities.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, most recently also with
quarterback or whatever.
Yeah, that quarterback show.
Yeah.
I am of the opinion that a lot of these guys are big, giant dorks.
Yeah.
At the quarterback position.
Yes.
I think it's the most unique, obviously, position in football.
I
where
think it helps to be that way.
Yeah. They're, well,
it's
yeah,
almost required.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You
like,
have to be a good study.
They're processing so much information that you kind of, it's like when you look at Joe Burrow, you see like, oh, dude, that guy's a stud. Like, yeah. I bet he... Dude, he is a dork.
Yeah.
If you watch quarterback at all,
sits there and plays piano.
Yeah, he was telling the trainer about like the female trainer, the young hot trainer. He was like, "I love fossils," and she's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I went to the I went down to the basement of the whatever, like the museum."
Yeah,
he's like, "Yeah, I love fossils. I wanted to buy the fossils." I'm like, "Dude, oh my god!" Anyway, which is fine. I mean, he's got a good personality. I'm just saying, and golf is this way. Mm. Josh Allen is coming across this way. Mahomes has a little bit of it.
Yeah.
They're really, and Rodgers certainly has that. Yeah. They're just kind of, they're just dorks. They have to be super smart and process information quickly. And they, it's like, it's unlike any other position in football.
I do not want my quarterback to be Joe Namath. And I don't, and look.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the coolest guy.
Favre was probably.
Favre had a little bit of that.
Favre had the, how would you say, Favre's natural ability overtook all of the, I don't know, the hillbilly redneck party.
Yeah, his physical gift was greater than anything else needing to matter.
Yeah, and Favre was able to overcome his lack of study, his lack of preparation, the lack of, he lived the life. If you had to say who had the most debaucherous, like who was the Kenny Stabler of mod, it's Brett Favre. Brett was not like, if you were to draw up how you want your quarterback to act, Brett would be the last guy that you would pick. And yet Brett won what, 3 MVPs and a Super Bowl. But for the most part, the Brett Favre's of the world end up being the flameouts. And by the way, he almost flamed out. Atlanta didn't want him because he was a drunk and he ended up in the right spot in Green Bay. And then they allowed him to flourish and he was able to rein it in enough. But for the most part, the guys that don't take it seriously, whether that's Johnny Manziel or Ryan Leaf or Vince Young, or, you know, I'm trying to think of other ones that were like notorious.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, Jamarcus Russell, that didn't really take it that seriously. That usually is a death sentence to you.
Well, I mean, taking it seriously is different than just being a kind of a boring dork, you know, like a, but they're the personality type, the archetype, generally speaking, of the quarterback is a lot dorkier than I thought, because you see guys like Tom Brady. Look at freaking Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Dork.
Yes.
Look at
like Manning.
Oh, exactly. And he's funny, but he's still, you know, these guys are all like Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine sitting in a room with Justin Herbert and Tom Brady.
Yeah. No, thanks,
bro.
Yeah. And some of them can, like, Tom is cultivated, like, you know, and Joe Burrow does too. Like, you get a stylist and they dress you up and you wear fancy clothes and all that. But at the end of the day.
That's why I thought Burrow was like, oh man, he seems so cool. I can't wait to see what he's like on quarterback.
Yeah.
He's just like all the, he's just like Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
They're all like that. Well, it's really interesting.
And they say the same too. Like, the Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl and they say Hurts is like this. Hurts has like this little team around him and he's like a workout, like a savant.
And I'm not trying to be critical here. I'm not, I know it sounds critical. I'm not there. It's just, it's very interesting to see the behind the scenes of quarterback, because I thought Josh Allen would maybe come across as like, man, that dude's cool. Or maybe like a, I don't know, just a little bit more big personality or whatever. He's not.
Here's a good one. Someone pointed this out. Baker is the old school model. Baker's having...
He's got a little bit of that.
He's got a little... Baker's got a little bit of that. Good time. And he's having some success.
Elway. Even now, though, it feels like he's settled down considerably from being that guy before.
Elway was the... Elway liked to have a...
Party boy.
He was party
alpha
boy.
Alpha party boy. That's that's what you're looking for. And that's what Elway was.
Yeah.
But most of these other guys aren't.
When I got to Denver, Elway had just left. And they were still... people would tell stories all the time about... They would take away Elway's... Because the Denver camp... I don't know if it still is, but for... Forever, it was held at the University of Northern Colorado training camp. And they would put you in dorms and everything, and they would take away Elway's keys because they couldn't have John at the end of the day driving into town to the campus bars.
Well, yeah, he'd probably kill someone, dump someone off his golf cart and kill him. Oh, wait.
So
he just did that, by the way.
Elway would commandeer golf carts that we would, you know, you would drive around campus with, and he would just take them down to the bars. And it wasn't uncommon for Elway, for meetings after the second practice, Elway would decide that the meeting was over. He'd be like, all right, boys, meeting's adjourned. And the coach would be like, well, no. And John's like, yeah, we're done. And he would take the quarterback room, and then he would get in a golf cart, and they would go drink. And that was John. And it worked because you were John Elway. But I think in today's game, I think it's harder and harder. I think I think the ones that have success, it tends to be a weird, insular kind of.
Like, if you sat in a room with all the quarterbacks in the NFL,
yeah,
you think you're amongst, like, Joe Cool's right and left.
Yeah, you're not.
It more resembles a Mensa meeting.
Yes.
And that's what's required of them.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of interesting to see that now that we get to see the behind the scenes in the NFL quite a bit. All right. Quote talk. College football quote talk is next. You're on The Fan. That's right. It is primetime with Isaac and Suk. We are watching baseball.
I am.
Here in, well, we are.
What are you watching? Oh, you got the Mets on too.
That's why I said we.
Oh.
It's not just about you, Jace.
Well, you were watching golf with Buckley.
I sure was. But now I'm disgusted because.
And you want to talk about nerds? Watching you two jackasses talk about, what is this? The BMW, what tournament is
this?
The
BMW championship.
Yeah. Don't you drive a BMW? I mean, come on.
The
BMW?
Penultimate event before the tour championship.
This is like the big, this is a big deal. It's the top 50.
Listening to you two jamokes, you just. Spout on during the breaks about someone getting hot at the BMW championship.
Well, it's not just someone.
Look at Bobby Mack.
Robert McIntyre. And
all I heard was, by seven in a row? Money list?
No, not seven in a row. Let's get it right. He's seven under.
And it could be seven in a row. He's on fire.
He is on fire, and he obliterated our first-round leader pick of Victor Hovland,
yeah,
who we did have going for a while, but then it rained, and now.
Well,
everybody's going.
I'm glad
low.
You're back over to the baseball.
Yeah, I switched it off of there. Yeah.
You can see the
I'll
Mets
go back.
You can see the Mets give up 11 unanswered again.
Yeah, that's right. They did. We shut off the mics last night. They were up 6-1, weren't they?
6-0.
6-0.
They were up 6-0.
And they lost 11-6?
And I walked into my house
God.
Listening to it on the radio, 6-0. I sat down to eat for maybe a half hour. It came back. It was no longer 6-0. It was 9-6. And I sat down and literally said out loud, what the hell? Right as a two-run homer was being hit to make it 11-6. And I was like, that's awesome.
You worried yet?
Yeah, the panic button has been officially mashed.
By the way, the fan text line?
Yeah.
All of the quarterback nerd reality you speak of goes for fighter pilots as well.
Oh, yeah.
In my squadron, they were all absolute nerds. Not a whole lot of mavericks out there.
Yeah, I watched the Blue Angels documentary.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of cool dudes in that squadron.
Well, they are cool by...
But they're uptight nerds.
But they're, yeah.
They're nerds.
It's like, Joe Burrow's cool,
but
you know, he's not...
You're not out there. But again, someone pointed out there are, like, Big Ben would be another one. Big Ben was a...
He's an animal.
A lot more
maybe
animals.
Maybe a little bit too much of an animal.
Yeah. A lot more animals that are playing D-end.
Yeah, now those guys. That's like, oh, God.
Yeah. Buckle up for that. Mark Schlereth always says that. The dumb guys play defense.
Well, you just react, right?
You don't have to be quite as...
C-ball, hit ball.
Yeah, go tackle the quarterback.
As dialed in.
Idiot.
Yes. Yeah.
And here are some roids to help you do that.
Certainly helps. I think those things work.
So David Pollack tweeted out yesterday.
What's he doing now?
I don't know. Wasn't he on ESPN?
He got canned.
Yeah, he was one of the layoffs last year, yeah. I think.
I think he's following the Lord now.
Well, he's always been following the
Lord. I
know.
I just, the only time I see him, like...
It's a big part of his...
Yeah, he's tweeting something about Jesus and...
Jesus.
Yeah.
Throw him up.
Yeah.
He tweeted, what's the one college football quote that will always stick with you? And boy... And Buck forwarded this to me, and he's like, dude, take a look at the mentions. That was a good thread.
There's some really good ones
really
on there.
Really good.
Because the fans throw out some of the funnier things that their coaches have said, and it produced some good results.
Well, my favorite is the Mike Leach quote that gets lost to history because Mike Leach had so many, you know?
Yeah, Mike Leach had 1,000.
Hell
and it wasn't one quote, but when Mike Leach did the mascot breakdown or the elope, that was like a...
Oh, the wedding advice? Yeah, that was really good.
Incredible.
Yeah, those were on the list.
Well, my.
But somebody put this one on there, and boy, I went and looked it up. I had forgotten about it, and it's just vintage Mike Leach.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, we failed to make our coaching points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
I remember that one.
Dude, what a great line. And so I looked up the rest of that quote.
Yeah.
He said, for one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling him what they want to hear, which is how great they are and how easy it's going to be. We had a bunch of people who wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game.
Mike. Their fat little girlfriends. Oh, Mike Leach. Steve Spurrier has to have about a million of these.
He's got a couple.
He was on there. Yeah.
Didn't Spurrier once have one? I don't remember who it was. Was it about Florida State or whatever, about like the coloring book?
Yeah, it was.
That's what was on there.
Yep. That was one of the ones that was on there.
They said they were burning a bunch. I'm going to see if I can get this right. They were burning a bunch of books. And he was like, the real tragedy is half of them weren't even colored yet.
Yeah.
I don't remember who he was talking about.
It was at Auburn. They were burning books at Auburn, 20 different books. And he's like, yeah, and 15 of them hadn't even been colored yet.
Spurrier was a master.
He was great. Yeah. He also said, you know what FSU stands for, don't you?
Hmm.
Free Shoes University.
And he also had the, I always kind of liked playing Georgia early in the season because you could always count on a couple of their best players usually being suspended. And then he said, we're talking about Tennessee, he said you can't spell UT, or you can't spell Citrus Bowl without UT.
That's right. Spurrier was a master. Like, we need more Steve Spurriers. Lane Kiffin's got a little bit of this in him. That's always good. Yeah, I don't know. I always sort of like playing them that second game. Yeah, I'm just looking up great Steve Spurrier quotes. And you always think, did he really say that? Yeah, those are legitimate Steve Spurriers. What was that? Was there anything like I always remember like being a man. I'm 40. I'm a man.
Definitely.
I'm 40.
That one always sticks out to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be, it's Division I football. It's the Big 12.
It's Division I football. Go play intramurals, brother.
Yeah. Dan Hawkins, which is the only thing he's known for. Did nothing else.
Someone had a Bobby Bowden quote that said, he doesn't know the meaning of the word fear. In fact, I just saw his grades, and he doesn't know the meaning of a lot of words.
Yes! We need throwbacks like Bowden and Spurrier.
Yeah. Willing to get out there and mix it up a little bit.
And Joe Pa. Wait.
Hey, get your butt out of here. Yeah, don't bring up Joe Pa.
Get your butt out of here. That's Joe, Jim Mora.
That's Jim Mora, yeah. Get your butt out of here.
Why don't you take your butt out of here?
What a jackass.
Can you guys shut up?
There's the difference between being like kind of fun and quotey. Dude, that dude was just a red ass. That guy was just a jerk.
Yeah, he could be for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
You okay over there?
Well, I'm looking at, we've got a lot of good college football quotes here.
Yeah.
Just looking through them.
See if there's any worth fire.
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
Your boy Jim Harbaugh.
They like to drink their haterades, eat their hater tots.
I love guys who like football. And guys who like football, they like me back. And I like them back. And even guys that don't like football, I mean, they try to avoid me because I'm always trying to get them to like football more.
And of course, we can't forget maybe the greatest college football quote of all time is football.
Football's football.
Football's football.
That is the most used phrase for sure.
Oh.
Football's football.
Oh, look at that. That's you.
That's me.
You know, football's football.
Nick Rolovich.
Yeah.
Football's football.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Chip Kelly and Suk.
Yeah.
Football's football.
Kevin Sumlin.
Football is football.
Todd Gurley.
Football's football.
There's Mario Cristobal. Yeah.
Football's football, and the only way to get better at it is to play football.
Dan Lanning with a little extra mustard.
Yeah.
The best part of football is football, and so you got to do football.
And there's more Chip.
You do have to do football.
How about that?
That's the best.
Athletics is athletics.
Yeah, there is no better quote in college football than football is football.
Football's football.
Yeah.
It basically, like, go win.
Yeah.
That'd be my lead quote if I were a coach. Hey, football's football. Y'all know how to play it. Go do it well.
Football is
idiots.
Football is the equivalent of the skedaddle. You know what skedaddle means? It means skedaddle. It's the same thing.
You know the word skedaddle? It means skedaddle.
It's the same thing. Skedaddle is skedaddle. Football is football. Man's ahead of his time.
I know a lot about grass.
All right, up next, we have to get to In the News. Our area is lottery hot.
Oh,
here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to our show. It is August 14, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
It is amazing and disappointing.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Wiffle Ball Day.
Oh, who doesn't enjoy a good wiffle?
It is also National Tattoo Removal Day.
A little late for me on that one.
It's never too late.
I think it is. I'm not certain that mine could be done away with. And if it could, that's going to be a lot of work.
Who's that guy? Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, black him out.
You should do what he did.
Yeah. It's about my only... That'd be my only choice.
You want a sleeve tattoo? That's a sleeve tattoo.
That would be a sleeve. That would be a sleeve tattoo. Just black everything out. Leave a biker gang.
We have another body.
I know. That's no good.
Again,
hey, not body parts though.
This is just a body.
Just a body.
An intact body.
Yeah.
This one in the Willamette near the 205 Bridge in West Lynn. I never really know if I should report these, but. Even though we've had a bunch of them, yeah. And they never really have any details with them,
no, it's just
I feel like they're jarring enough that I still like to report them.
Like to scare the people, do you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Our area is lottery hot.
Five and some chains? I think I saw on the billboard.
Well, I was referring more to the Powerball's like up to five something.
Yeah.
500 million.
Yeah.
So now worth playing.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to play when it's like worth 70 million because who wants to win that?
That's lame. Who cares?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about how we had, I think we had the big jackpot here. Remember that guy that won it from, it was like a, somewhere in North Portland. Remember that?
I do remember that. I don't remember how big it was.
Was that the dude who slept with the lottery ticket under his pillow?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he had cancer or something.
Can you buy your way out of cancer?
There was another guy who won a big jackpot in Portland. I think we've had two big jackpots in Portland recently. Well, a Powerball player in Washington won $1 million.
Hey!
This past Monday.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't have to win the whole deal. If you get, like, what is it, 5 of the numbers, but no Powerball, you still want to win $1 million. That's kind of cool.
Just missed the $503 million jackpot.
No. So are you stoked that you win the million? So you take a lump sum, right? So that probably is $600,000. So you take taxes. You're probably going home with what, $300,000, something like that.
Maybe.
Are you stoked that you got the $300,000, or are you like, God?
No, I think you're stoked.
One away.
I think you're stoked.
Stoked.
Yeah, because I mean, the odds of getting that.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe some of both. You can be fired up and be like, I was that much close to even more.
I would think more about that's a good. It's probably a really good like test of how people think,
yeah,
glass half full type of thing. Yeah. I would think way more about the 300 or 400,000 that I bring home more than the money.
And you might be in the minority.
Because the million, maybe. I don't know, the million, I'm assuming you can, is it the full mill? I'm assuming there's, again, a lump sum payment or they space it out. So, yeah, it's not as much as you think. Because you see those guys, even the people that win, like, it's like, hey, I won $700 million, and the take-home is like two and some change.
But money won is better than money earned.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Pay off the house or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good chunk
of
dough. Get
you that Sonata.
The ticket matched 5 winning numbers, but not the Powerball. The lucky ticket was sold at a 7-Eleven store in Vancouver.
Hey. Does it say where in Vancouver?
It doesn't say. Oh. I'm sure it will come out here.
Yeah.
There were two other $1 million prizes, one in New Jersey, one in Virginia. Virginia.
I almost, even when I tell myself I am going to buy a lottery ticket, I never end up buying one. I'll bet you I buy one like once a year.
Yeah, I have to be really hit over the head with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like literally while I'm standing in line with something else. I'm like, all right.
It used to be easier when I had to do the grocery shopping for the kiddos, but the missus does most of the grocery shopping, and so I'm just not in the store because that's where they get you. It's like you're checking out and you look over there and you're like, oh, $500 million. I'll spend $2 and away you go.
Well, they call you Big Sook.
And podcast, no, yeah. Podcast tough guy, radio funny man.
Why are you going there?
Many, many names.
Yeah, some but your name is Sook.
Tim? It's insane. Yeah.
Sook.
Sook.
S-U-K-E.
For some reason.
Have you ever heard of Sookies?
Yeah, little bar.
I do knew that.
Right up the, I guess it was right up the road from the old station.
29-year-old dive bar in Southwest Portland named Sookies.
And I don't know why I'm not their spokesperson.
Right. Sales missed an opportunity because it is closing.
Sook here for Sookies and now gone.
Yep.
I did a New Year's Eve at Sookies once. They had a nice, New Year's Eve function there.
I think if you've lived in Portland long enough, you've ventured into Sookies at some point.
Yeah.
And it was delightful.
Yes.
I remember one of my friends singing Chocolate Salty Balls in there.
Yeah, it's a karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke.
That's sad that, so now we've lost Slow Bar and Sookies in the last, like, month. Portland institutions.
Yeah, they had Korean food in there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give a reason why they're closing,
yeah.
But the owner said there were several reasons behind it, including career plans, poor business conditions, and the building, which I think was a hotel, or maybe it was apartments, it is for sale.
Yeah, because it's kind of a wonky location.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it's just like right kind of at the corner. I don't know what that road is, but yeah, it's kind of a back road there, and you're right, it's like there's apartments above it, and then it sits kind of below, and yeah, it's a strange little place. And there was like a big sign that said like the neighborhood. It was like the, you know, that was their whole big thing. It was a neighborhood bar. And neighborhood bars are cool, but yeah, that's 29 years is a long time to make it.
Good little dive bar.
Good little dive bar.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Sookies. Not Sook.
Not me. No.
Yet.
One of these days.
But if his house catches fire.
Nah, I'm getting
it. No R.I.P.
No.
Up next, a food critic, a very important food influencer says he called this chicken the best chicken he's ever had.
Let me state for the record, there may not be a group of people I respect less in this world than influencers.
Tell you what, we'll see if you agree with his chicken takes. You're a big chicken guy.
I do like a good piece of chicken. You, on the other hand, you bash chicken.
I think chicken is very mid, very mid. However, this man loves this chicken. Where? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. This is In the News for August 14, 2025. I mentioned I have big chicken news.
Yeah, talk to me.
So,
Because I love chicken. You, on the other hand.
You do love chicken.
Isaac prefers a nice piece of white fish.
Yeah. I do, yes.
The fact that you don't embrace... The chicken is so versatile.
I don't mind chicken. You're kind of misconstruing what I say about chicken. The thing that blows me away about chicken is I think people go overly ape bleep over chicken.
You know why? Because it's chicken and we love chicken.
Yeah, see, that's where you lose me. It's just, it's great. I have a good chicken sandwich every once in a while.
It's a little bit like being super hyped for a turkey sandwich.
Right.
This is one of your worst takes.
It's like chicken's just kind of mid. At any rate, food critic Keith Lee. Do you know Keith Lee?
No, I do not.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
I do not.
With your gram?
No.
Ooh. Home run Lindor.
Yes. Keith Lee, food critic. Should I know?
I just thought maybe you'd follow him. He's a big chicken guy.
I do know this guy.
You know Keith Lee?
I am familiar with his
name. All right. He has called this place in Portland the best chicken he's ever had.
Talk to me. Talk to me, Keith.
Do you have any guesses?
Trying to think, like, what would be...
I'll guess Hot Yai.
What?
Hot Yai is a fried chicken place.
Okay.
It's in the same restaurant group as Longbon and Eam.
Yeah, it's not going to be like Big's Chicken or JoJo's, which are fine chicken places.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's going to be some sort of indie, you know, an Asian chicken place.
He posted a TikTok video August 2nd featuring what he called some of the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life at Alberta Market in Northeast Portland.
Oh, okay.
After the decades-old convenience store was recommended by numerous followers.
Hmm.
He boasts 17 million followers. He praised Alberta Market, a convenience store in Portland renowned for its fried chicken wings and JoJo's. The store offers a variety of snacks, beverages, and basic grocery items. The popular fried chicken wings known as Jack's Chicken are particularly praised for their crispy texture and flavorful seasoning, making them a local favorite in the casual atmosphere with friendly staff.
Yeah, so it's not even a chicken restaurant. It's like the Chicken Shack. There's a Chevron across the street from A&A that has this.
We've talked about that.
Everyone wants to stop there to get their chicken, and it's just a shack in a Chevron. Same sort of stuff here.
Wouldn't that be another indictment on chicken that if you can get some of the best of it,
so easy a gas station
in a
can
convenience
do it?
Store? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I think that's the point: is that it's an everyman sort of thing. It's
well, you enjoy.
You will not be going there to get the delicious wings. Well, you're
I'll eat the wings.
You're an elitist. That's what it is. You have an elitist opinion when it comes to chicken. The fact that you want to go and you're going to praise whitefish, meanwhile while trying to degrade chicken.
Chicken's just kind of like,
You bring a piece of whitefish to a party and I bring some delicious chicken tendies from Alberta Street or maybe reel them in. And we'll find out.
All the trashy people will be gravitating towards you.
And we'll find out who's the more popular person.
Oh, you'll be definitely more popular, but I don't want to be more popular. I just want to be right, which I am, again. It's unbelievable how often I'm right, isn't it?
Still waiting for it after all these years.
Lee was so impressed he left $500 for future customers, prompting the store owner to match the donation for nearby Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's cool.
He says, bloop, bloop, bloop. It's one of the longest outstanding staples of the community here in Portland.
Now I want to go get some chicken. Maybe I'll do it tonight. Go to Big's. Get myself some Big's chicken.
Why wouldn't you go here?
Oh, that is true. I mean, I could go there, but it's kind of out of my way. I don't go down that direction very much, but maybe I should.
Lee's reviews are known for the Keith Lee effect, significantly boosting customer traffic and sales for small independent establishments that he features.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. A guy like this going through and dropping a review, that's huge for places. Absolutely.
So far, he hasn't said anything else about Portland. He's been here for a while, but didn't say anything.
Well, head to the Chicken Shack.
It's the only good food in Portland, apparently, according to Keith Lee.
Some of the best you'll ever have.
All right. That's in the news. Aug 14, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Up next, wake me when something comes of it, but we have a juicy probe incoming. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.